Everyone to the July meeting of the Port Commission. Glad to see so many people here today. And we do have some interns here today that Roger's going to mention when he gives his remarks. But would all the interns just stand up so people know who you are? What a great group. Thank you, thank you. I have a few brief remarks. First of all, I would like to mention that something about the MV Sam Houston. Everybody knows that that's our very important community outreach vehicle that provides tours and education about the importance of the Houston Ship Channel, one of the central economic engines for our region, state, and nation. So christened on July 30th of 1958. Now, how many years is that, Tom?
Lunch.
60.
Well, 60.
But it is younger than me.
60 years ago by Karen Tellefson, the MV Sam Houston took its inaugural voyage on the Houston Ship Channel. And so for 60 years, Port Houston's public tour boat has showcased Port of Houston to nearly 2 million visitors, and we are so proud of that. Now, at the time of its maiden voyage 60 years ago, the MV Sam Houston was called the show window to the port. The tour offers visitors a unique opportunity to get a very close look of one of the busiest ports in the nation. And just to provide some additional information about the MV Sam Houston, it hosts 10 free tours a week with the ability to carry 100 passengers per sailing. Each year, nearly 30,000 visitors take advantage of the opportunity to learn more about our ship channel and the Port of Houston through the MV Sam Houston. I encourage everyone who has not had the opportunity to do that to take a tour on the MV Sam Houston and learn about our port. Next, I would like to mention and recognize our Small Business and Maritime Education Department. The Port Houston Partners in Maritime Education program was selected as an honorable mention for the 2018 National Career Pathways Awards. This award is sponsored by the National Career Pathways Network that serves to share information on exemplary practices, collaborate to develop implementation resources, and foster communication about career pathways and other workforce education programs. The Career Pathways Award emphasizes the importance of career guidance and advising, professional development for educators and employers, and the employer role in providing work-based learning opportunities for students, and witness here the interns that stood up at the beginning of this presentation. It's a great honor to receive this type of recognition on a national level for the excellence of our program, and I want to give Gilda Ramirez and her staff a hearty round of applause. Okay. I would remind you that the next meeting of the Port Commission will be on September the 25th at 9 o'clock a.m. Next on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from the June 26th, 2018 regular meeting. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Comment.
Yes, sir.
We had some discussion on L1, and it just seemed like the minutes didn't really reflect what we had discussed. So maybe somebody could take a look at that.
We had summarized them, but I mean, we're happy to put in more detail if that's the direction of the commission.
And what was L1?
It was the ship spotting.
Yeah, it's the ship spotting.
Rebidding.
Okay, just take a look at it, Eric.
I'm happy to do that.
And get back.
We had deliberately just shortened it for the purpose of brevity, but we're happy to make it more detailed.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Next, Port Commission.
We need action.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
With that change, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Thank you, Chairman.
Minutes passed as reflected. Okay, next is a committee update. I don't know if there was any committee meeting other than audit, so I'm going to give the report on the audit committee. During our July the 26th meeting, the following items were covered. First, review of Grant Thornton LLP's contract for professional auditing services. Earlier this year, Grant Thornton successfully completed the third annual financial statement and retirement plan audits pursuant to the current agreement. Staff recommends the option to extend the Grant Thornton Professional Services Agreement for an additional one-year term be exercised. The audit committee is supportive of this proposal and recommends that the professional exercise of the option to extend the Grant Thornton Professional Services Agreement for an additional one-year term be approved by the Port Commission as indicated in agenda item I3. I would go ahead and ask to take that item out of order and go ahead and do it now if someone would be
Motion.
Willing to make that. Thank you, Commissioner Corgi. Seconded by Commissioner Don Carlos. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. The next item was to review the compliance with Audit Committee Charter, Internal Audit Charter, and the Texas Special District Local Laws Code, Chapter 5007, and Texas Government Code, Chapter 2102. I want to thank Eric Erickson for all his excellent work in assuring that we are in compliance with all of those items, and to Maxine Buckles for assuring that we stay in compliance with our charter. So staff performed a self-assessment of the Port Authority's compliance with Texas law, its Audit Committee Charter, and Internal Audit Charter. The assessments indicate that the Port Authority is in compliance with all of these matters. We next conducted an annual review of the Audit Committee and Internal Audit Charters and Internal Audit Policies. The committee completed its annual review of the Audit Committee and Internal Audit Charters and the Internal Audit Policies. Staff affirmed that these documents continue to be consistent with Institute of Internal Auditors standards. No proposed changes to any of the charters. We then reviewed Grant Thornton LLP and the lead partner Angela Dunlap's qualifications. Committee conducted its annual review and determined, in accordance with input from staff, that Ms. Dunlap has served as the engagement partner on the last 8 audits and is considered very highly qualified and competent to continue in this capacity. Our audit staff is very pleased with her performance, and so we're recommending her continuation. The internal audit report to the audit committee. Staff provided audit reports related to review of the third-party hosted sites and related assessments of service organization controls, the Wharf 46 construction audit, the wind power revenue audit, and the promotion and development fund fourth quarter 2017 and first quarter 2018 reviews. Staff informed the committee that there was one issue reported under the Port Authority's whistleblower policy that turned out to be a human resources issue and not a whistleblower issue. This matter was considered a human resources communication issue, has since been resolved. So in essence, we did not have any whistleblower issues during that quarter. I'm pleased to answer any questions that any of the commissioners may have with regard to this report. Are there any questions? Okay. Next. Yes, we have our appearances. We have 3 persons that have signed to speak. I want to let you know, first is Al Maldonado, then Ingrid Robinson, then Yolanda Smith. Each person will have 3 minutes to speak, and we're very happy to have you here today to hear what you have to say. Mr. Erickson, our general counsel, sitting at the end of the table, as a courtesy to you, we'll let you know when you have 30 seconds remaining. So with that, Mr. Maldonado? Yes, thank you. You are the district director with the League of United Latin American Citizens. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Madam Chair, Commissioners, good morning. My name is Al Maldonado. I am the district director of the League of United Latin American Citizens, commonly referred to as LULAC. LULAC is the largest Hispanic civil rights organization in the country. On behalf of the League, I am here to respectfully request that the Port of Houston Commission conduct a disparity study to ensure its contracting practices and award system is fair and equitable to the Hispanic and minority community. Although the Port's current system, procurement system, encourages WBE's participation, it is via through a small business development program. The system is based only on the race neutral means. A disparity study will not only enable to identify the availability and utilization of MWBEs, but also discover possible barriers in the procurement process. So we at LULAC stand ready to work with the Port Commission in adopting an inclusive economic growth strategy with it to ensure that MWBEs not only grow, but it will also benefit not only the minority community and the Hispanic community, but the general community as well. And also on a side note, we did have a meeting this past weekend at our district board, and I did inform them that we were going to be here to discuss the possibility of working to have a disparity study, but they also encouraged me to ask the board if we can meet at some possible time to discuss the employment representation of Hispanics and minorities, not only in employment levels, but in management and leadership positions as well. So hopefully we can make that meeting very soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Robinson?
So good morning. My name is Ingrid Robinson. I'm the president of the Houston Minority Supplier Development Council. The council represents over 140 major corporations, governmental entities, and educational institutions. We also represent over 600 minority-owned businesses here in Houston and its surrounding area. And our MBEs create a substantial economic impact by maintaining and creating jobs, increasing activity with various sectors of the state's economy, and through incremental business taxes generated at the local, state, and national levels. To give you an idea of the impact of the minority-owned businesses that we represent, over $22.8 billion have been spent in economic output by our minority-owned firms. 67,000 jobs have been created or preserved here in the Houston area. $4.2 million in salaries and benefits have been paid by our minority-owned businesses, and over $1.4 billion in tax revenue has been generated by our businesses. So a joint report by the Milken Institute indicated that minority-owned businesses are growing at a rate 17 times faster than other small business groups in the U.S. And I'm here to talk about the Port's small business program. I serve on the Port Small Business Advisory Board and stand ready and willing and supportive of the Port's efforts. But I think the Port of Houston currently, the contracting program is race and gender neutral. But in order to ensure that the obligations to the Port's mission and the purpose of the program is to be able to identify what the ethnic breakdown is and the gender breakdown of its small business community. I think it can only help the program grow and be better able to represent the ethnic and gender diversity that we celebrate here in Houston, as Houston is recognized as the number one city in the country for minority businesses. It's good for us to understand what's behind those numbers. Currently, the Port does not turn on it's a field within the B2G system that you have that allows the small business program to be able to understand the ethnic and gender makeup of those small businesses. And I would encourage the Port to provide direction and guidance and allow the small business program to be able to begin capturing that information. We don't know if a disparity exists, but we do know that we don't know because we don't capture that information.
30 seconds,
so I would ask that the disparity study be conducted by the Port of Houston Commission so that we can better understand what is happening with the small business program, what the ethnic minority breakdown is, and we stand ready, willing, and able to support Gilda and the small business team in ensuring that they accomplish their goals, and including minority and women in its small business diversity goals.
Thank you, Ms. Robinson. Next is Yolanda Smith.
Good morning. Again, my name is Yolanda Smith. I'm the executive director of our NAACP Houston branch. And our NAACP Houston branch is turning 100 years old this year. In fact, our birthday, we celebrated recently on July the 1st. So it's an exciting year for our NAACP. But more importantly, the NAACP feels very strongly that economic sustainability and economic success has always been the next phase of our NAACP's fight for civil rights and social justice. Our Houston NAACP understands that the Port of Houston established its small business development program nearly 17 years ago. And as Ingrid and Mr. Maldonado mentioned, the Port's current contracting program encourages MWBEs through a race-neutral means, but it much more must be done to level that playing field. We clearly see that fully meeting the obligation will require a goal-based minority and woman-owned contracting program. We understand the port does collect and publishes data on the percentage of eligible contracting opportunities that go to small businesses. However, the port doesn't collect or mention that the published data is similar for MWBEs. Rather, they assume the unspecified number of MWBEs have been vendors since 2002. We're asking the port to quantify the actual impact of the Small Business Development Program by collecting and publishing the percentages of MWBEs that are vendors. We clearly want to work with the Port of Houston and Gilda and the department in recognizing and understanding that more must be done to level the playing field. We strongly encourage the port to conduct a disparity study to ensure that the current contracting practices are fair and accessible for equitable MWBE participation. Sadly, as we see on the news every day, that race still dominates a large degree of our life today. In fact, a recent study shows that it will take 228 years for minorities to catch up to the same level of wealth as whites. These are systems that continue to promote and cultivate inequality in our way of life. And we believe strongly that the port's adoption of the disparity study will help the port investigate its current practices, its current policies, and help to promote equality for our communities. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Smith. Was anyone else signed up to speak this morning?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Next on the agenda are staff reports, but before we get there, we're going to hear from our CEO, Roger Gunther. I would like to take this moment to congratulate you on behalf of the Port Commission and the entire staff and everyone assembled here today. Roger was recently named by the Houston Business Journal as one of the most admired CEOs. This recognition is particularly important because it was Port Houston employees, and thank all of you that did this. It was Port Houston employees that submitted the nomination for Roger to receive this recognition. So Roger, on behalf of the Port Commission, Port Houston employees, we salute you today and heartily congratulate you for your servant leadership, your vision, and a job well done.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Chairman, and it's an honor to be in this position and serve, and a blessing to have the commission and the staff that I have to work with on a daily basis. So appreciate that. Just a few highlights today. We've reached the midpoint of the year, and just want to kind of go over some of the operating and financial performance through the second quarter. For Port Houston and our facilities, we've handled 1.3 million TEUs through the first 6 months of the year. That's a 6% growth over 2017, which was a very robust year. And continued, the steel trade continued to strengthen, mainly the import pipe, tubular goods, and it's up 21% over last year. But as an indicator, I thought I would highlight, as an indicator of our container activity and our growth, we had a very notable event in July, recording on the largest number of boxes moved on one ship in our history on one vessel. We moved more than 4,800 vessel lifts on one ship during the operation. It was an East Asian service on a 6,400 TEU ship. That's a ship that wouldn't have been able to come here before the expansion of the Panama Canal, wouldn't have been able to call our terminals without the investments that we made in the deepening and widening of our Bayport Channel, or it wouldn't have been able to come without the investments that we made to cranes and our facilities to handle this class of ship. So that ship surpassed the previous record total by 650 moves. So the business is growing, the ships are getting bigger. We are very prepared for it, and it was an accomplished at a very productive rate, I might add, with the partnership of our port operations personnel. Ryan Mariocre leading that group, as well as the stevedores and the labor, the service every day. So we're really proud of that, and things are moving in the right direction still. So a very big accomplishment there, and we continue to grow. Financially, the first half of 2018 was very strong based upon these operational activities. Operating revenues of $179 million. In fact, we set two revenue records this year already, one in March, and then it was topped again in May with over $32 million in revenue for 1 month. And each sector of our business continues to grow in the first half, led by the volume increases in our container business. So we're reinvesting the cash generated from these activities, as highlighted by recommendations on the Port Commission agenda today, with more than $70 million in capital projects and advertisement for projects to keep the commerce moving through our port and our facilities and maintaining the capacity that we have that we need for future demand. Just a quick note along those lines, we've been tracking, talking about the new Super Post Panamax ships, ship-to-shore cranes that are coming to Bayport. They should be leaving Honduras today. They had to drop off some, the ship had to drop off some equipment there. Should be leaving today, arriving in Houston at the sea buoy sometime this weekend. They'll have to raise the cranes up, the booms, to a 45-degree angle to transit the channel. And right now, we're expecting them to show up on Monday, this coming Monday, August the 6th. So we look forward to placing those cranes in operation and commencing commissioning them to get ready to go. So very exciting times there as we continue to invest in those assets to handle the volume. So finally, Chairman mentioned the interns. In our 2018 internship program, I just want to recognize the young men and women who are students in various universities around here. They've been working very hard this summer on individual projects, and I got to say that I've seen some of the presentations, and they're very impressive. So the whole group is, they're going to conclude in 2 weeks with a group project, and I look forward to seeing that presentation as well that they'll give to senior leadership. But I'm quite impressed with this group, and I'm going to ask them to stand up and quickly tell us their name and which department they're working with, and then we'll have a seat. So if you'll stand
and where up. They're in school.
Yeah, and where you're in school.
Yeah. Let's start with you.
Good morning. My name is Jay Taylor Quinn. I attend the University of Galveston, A&M Galveston. I'm studying marine engineering technology, interning with the security department this summer.
Morning, my name is Sarah Longoria. I go to UT Austin. I'm a business student studying supply chain management. I'm with the emergency management department this summer.
And by the way, no relation.
Name and school.
We've already got an Aggie and Longhorn.
That's right. Yeah.
Good morning, my name is Ryan Grunzer, and I'm an accounting major at Texas A&M University in College Station, and this summer I've been in the financial accounting department.
Hi guys, my name is Guillermina Sweeney. I'm a junior at Texas Southern University, majoring in maritime transportation management and security, and this summer I was working on the South Houston boat.
Excellent.
My name is Nicole Becker. I am a senior accounting major at A&M in College Station, and I had the pleasure of being in the internal audit department this summer.
Good morning, I'm Rachel Jones. I am an environmental engineering student at Tarleton State University, and I had the pleasure of working in the environmental affairs department.
Super.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Tiffany Williams, and I am studying civil engineering at the University of Houston, and I was with the project infrastructure and management department.
Super.
Good morning, I'm Ann DeVille. I go to the University of Oklahoma, and I've been in the HR department.
Good morning, my name is Katie Klein. I go to Texas A&M Galveston. I'm majoring in maritime administration, and I was with General Cargo Operations this summer.
Good morning, my name is Austin Lloyd. I'm getting my master's in maritime administration and logistics at Texas A&M in Galveston, and I was with the Container Terminal Operations Department.
Hello, my name is Kevin Gray. I go to Sam Houston State, And I work this summer with asset management and facility planning.
I'm Samuel Beverly. I go to Texas State University, and I worked in corporate strategy.
Good morning. My name is Alexis Jimenez. I go to Texas A&M in College Station, majoring in visualization with a focus in animation. And I was in small business and education outreach this
year. Good morning. My name is Dayton Fortier. I also go to Texas A&M University of Galveston, so they were in time administration. And I had the pleasure of working with Channel Development.
Well, congratulations to all of you. Welcome.
So we'll have, stay here after we'll have a picture together. And one other note, Chairman, I just want to recognize Aslina Cabani and Rebecca Roby from the HR department, stand up, who have provided the leadership and mentoring for this internship, these interns, while they've been here this summer. So thank you all
so much for your excellent.
Seems like it's kind of skewed toward Texas A&M.
Yeah, but nothing to do with hiring.
There's a certain West Texas school that has a lot of shipping people. It's just maritime people at Texas Tech, probably. Just saying.
Okay, on to the agenda.
When Tarleton State is here.
On to the agenda.
That's that direction, anyway.
I vote for the Ivy League, personally. Yeah.
But we do have some, you know, an array of schools represented here, that's and right. So I'm so thrilled about that. Notwithstanding, you know, the number of Texas A&M folks, we still have many excellent schools represented, and we're thrilled to have you with us as interns.
I can't help it that we have such a fine maritime school.
I figured you were the screeners.
I'm not the screener.
Okay.
So on to the agenda under executive, approve and reaffirm the audit committee charter, and internal audit policies effective July 31st, 2018. I would ask Commissioner Fitzgerald to move that.
So move.
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under commercial, I'm going to take, it's all awards, amendments, and change orders. I'm going to take items 1 through 6 together and would entertain a motion.
Motion. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Corgi, seconded by Commissioner Don Carlos. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Items carry. Under general, item 7, approve a memorandum of friendship and trade cooperation between the Port of Aku in Brazil and the Port Authority.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Moved by Commissioner Don Carlos, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under leases, item 8, approve an amendment to the lease agreement with Watco Transloading as reflected in that item.
So motion.
Moved by Commissioner Don Carlos, seconded by Commissioner Corgi. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 9, approve a third amendment to the lease agreement with Sesco Cement Corporation at the Southside Turning Basin as reflected in that item.
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Fitzgerald, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under finance, I'll take items 1A through O together, which are the authorization to advertise and receive responses for 15 formal procurements.
Motion to approve.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Kennedy, seconded by Commissioner Corgi. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Items carry. Under awards, amendments, and change orders, I'll take items 2 and 3 together. Item 2, approve the purchase of annual software subscription as reflected in that item.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Don Carlos, seconded by Commissioner Corgi. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under port security and emergency operations, one item, amend the existing professional services contract with Oil Mop LLC doing business as OMI Environmental Solutions for hazardous materials incident response services as reflected in that item.
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Fitzgerald, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under infrastructure, item K1, rescind the award and re-advertise for competitive seal proposals for the renovation of the executive office building at Turning Basin Terminal.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Corgi, seconded by Commissioner Don Carlos. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under awards, amendments, and change orders, item 2, award a construction contract to Grant McKay Demolition for the demolition of the former Seafarers Center building at Turning Basin Terminal in an amount not to exceed $87,850.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Commissioner Kennedy, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 3, approve staff's ranking of vendors and award a construction contract in an amount not to exceed $49,562,800 to construct Container Yard 7 at Bayport Container Terminal to the top ranked proposer in order of staff ranking. First, McCarthy Building Company. Second, Weber LLC. And third, Archer Western Construction. Is there
a motion? Staff recommendation.
Thank you, Commissioner Fitzgerald, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 4, amend the professional services contract with RPS Klotz Associates to construction phase services for Container Yard 7 at Bayport Container Terminal in an amount not to exceed $571,835.
Motion.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Corgi, seconded by Commissioner John Carlos. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 5, approve staff's ranking of vendors and award a professional services contract in an amount not to exceed $734,126 to conduct structural analysis of 11 Turning Basin Terminal wharf structures to the top ranked proposers in order of ranking. First, CH2M Hill Engineers. Second, Atkins North America. Third, Moffitt and Nickel.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Commissioner Kennedy for staff's ranking, seconded by Commissioner Don Carlos. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. And just on a, you know, just a comment, I'm so glad that we're doing that structural analysis. Roger, excellent work here at the Turning Basin. Under General, enter into a U.S. Coast Guard Marine Industry Training Agreement permitting LT Sarah Russo to be assigned to the Port Authority for a 2-week training detail.
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Corrigi, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Items carry. Item carries. Under permits, licenses, and pipeline easements, I'm going to take items 7 through 14 together. I'm recusing on item 7. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Fitzgerald, seconded by Commissioner Don Carlos. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Items carry. Under operations, item L1, award a 3-year contract to Annixter Inc. for purchase of miscellaneous electrical cables for wharf and RTG cranes at Barber's Cut Terminal and Bayport Container Terminal in an amount not to exceed $1,500,000.
Motion to approve.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Kennedy, seconded by Commissioner Corgi. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 2, approve staff's ranking of vendors and award a 2-year contract in an amount not to exceed $1 million for repair of motors, generators, and alternators for Barber's Cut and Bayport and the Turning Basin Terminal to the top-ranked proposer in order of staff ranking. First, North Star Industries. Second, Marine Techno Services, LLC. Is there a motion?
Move to approve staff's ranking.
Moved by Commissioner Don Carlos.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 3, approve staff's ranking of vendors and award a contract in an amount not to exceed $285,000 for replacement of 4 stays on Simcoe Wharf Crane at Barber's Cut Terminal to the top-ranked proposer in order of ranking. First, Industrial and Crane Services, Inc. Second, CPMC USA, Inc.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Corgi for... Industrial and Crane Services, Inc., correct. Seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 4, approve staff's ranking of vendors and award a 1-year contract for spotting of vessels at all Port Authority facilities in an amount not to exceed $250,000 to the top-ranked proposer in order of ranking. First, Texas Mooring, LLC. Second, Marine Techno Services, LLC. And to authorize re-advertisement for additional awards for contracts for spotting of vessels. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Moved by Commissioner Kennedy for Texas Mooring, LLC, seconded by Commissioner Don Carlos. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 5, issue a purchase order to Automated Logic Contracting Services for maintenance and support of building automation systems at Bayport Container Terminal for a 3-year period using the Harris County Department of Education's Choice Partners, a cooperative purchase program, in an amount not to exceed $88,000.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Corrigan, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 6, issue a purchase order to Alltech Industries, Inc. for the purchase of an articulating bucket truck using the National Joint Powers Alliance Cooperative Purchase Program in an amount not to exceed $160,000. Moved by Commissioner Kennedy. Seconded by Commissioner Don Carlos. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 7, amend the services agreement with ITS Technologies and Logistics, formerly known as N Terminal Services Corporation, for a 1-year extension to provide operation of the Port Authority's intermodal rail ramp at Barber's Cut Terminal at no cost to the Port Authority. I would entertain a motion. Moved by Commissioner Fitzgerald, seconded by Commissioner Don Carlos. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under General, enter into a marine terminal services agreement with CMA CGMSA.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Fitzgerald, seconded by Commissioner Don Carlos. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under People, we have no items. Under Technology, we have 5 items. Item 1, approve staff's ranking of vendors and award a contract in an amount not to exceed $242,618 for continued improvement solutions, J.D. Edwards Configurable Network Computing, to the top-ranked proposer in order of ranking. First, Siret Technologies, Inc. Second, DeNovo Ventures, LLC. And third, SmartBridge, LLC.
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Corrigan for Signet Technologies.
Correct.
Seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 2, issue a purchase order to CDW Government LLC for purchase of a 1-year renewal of NetApp data storage hardware and software maintenance using the Texas Department of Information Resources Cooperative Purchase Program in an amount not to exceed $230,000.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Kennedy, seconded by Commissioner Don Carlos. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. I'm going to take items 3 through 5 together, which are the awards of purchase orders and or contracts, and no requirement to select a vendor. I'll entertain a motion. Commissioner Fitzgerald.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Items carry. Next, we are going to recess our open meeting and convene an executive session. Mr. Erickson, would you please do the necessary legal announcement?
I would be happy to. It is now 9:38 a.m. The Port Commission of the Port of Houston Authority of Harris County, Texas, will now convene a closed meeting as permitted by the Texas Open Meetings Act and Government Code to conduct a private consultation with attorneys, including consultations regarding the proposed amendment to the agreement legal services with Amy Loserman Klein and consulting services by Interface Consulting International. Deliberate regarding real estate, including deliberations regarding disposition of Hua Chang property and submerged lands and disposition of Bayport properties, economic development negotiations or incentives, employment evaluation of public employees, including deliberations regarding employees, public employees, and security-related matters. The Port Commission will reconvene public session after the closed meeting is adjourned. Please.
That need to be brought to the public in open session. So, Commissioner Don Carlos, do you have a motion?
Madam Chairman, I move to authorize the Port Authority to amend the lease with Ridge POH 1 LLC on the terms discussed in executive session and to authorize the Executive Director to do all things necessary to give effect to said.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Commissioner Fitzgerald, do you have an item?
Yes, ma'am. I move to authorize the Port Authority to pay amounts to Interface Consulting International, Inc., for the consulting services on the terms discussed in the executive session and authorize the chief legal officer to do all things necessary to give effect to the foregoing.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Commissioner Kennedy.
Do you have an item?
I have an item, Chairman. I move to authorize the Port Authority to amend its agreement for legal services with Amy Klein on the terms discussed in executive session and authorize the executive director to do all things necessary to give effect to the foregoing.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Commissioner Corgi, do you have an item?
I do. I move to authorize the terms of the Port Authority's acquisition of a real property interest in a 15-foot wide utility easement encumbering Port Authority land known as the Ballard Wachang property by purchase or exercise of eminent domain to allow it to be more fully used in the public interest by the Port Authority as discussed in its executive session and authorize the executive director to do all things necessary to give effect to the foregoing.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Mr. Branch, do you have an item?
I do, Chairman. I move to authorize the terms of the Port Authority's acquisition for fee simple interest in three tracts, approximately 3.78, 3.70, and 8.88 acres by purchase and exercise of eminent domain in connection with development and operation of Bayport terminal facilities and other related activities as discussed in executive session and authorize the executive director to do all things necessary to give effect to the foregoing.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Is there any more business to be brought before this commission? Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned.